USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, won't testify in the impeachment inquiry as requested. EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland is now saying he told a Ukrainian official that American military aid would probably be held up unless Ukraine announced a corruption probe. Senator Lindsey Graham.
I think this is a sham process. I think the substance is not worthy of an impeachment discussion. Read the phone call for yourself. I don't care what anybody else says about the phone call. The phone call, I've made up my own mind, is fine.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Unlike just about everything else that comes to the Senate, the Majority Leader doesn't have much ball control here. If it were today, I don't think there's any question it would not lead to a removal.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
A somber anniversary is being remembered in Oklahoma. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The victims of the Oklahoma City bombing being remembered as the Oklahoma City National Memorial and Museum will honor one victim each day until April 19, 2020, which will be the 25th anniversary of the bombing. The memorial and museum will hold different events and programs between now and next April. The bombing of the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building on April 19, 1995 claimed 168 lives, and at the time it was the deadliest terrorist attack ever on U.S. soil. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A manhunt is on in Maryland for a person who stabbed a man to death at a Popeyes just outside the nation's capital. Police Chief Hank Storinsky says a knife was pulled after a customer cut in line.
A single individual enters that store and then over the next 15 minutes methodically begins cutting in front of other customers.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
For the second time this year, NASCAR is heading to the ISM Raceway near Phoenix this weekend. USA's Tim Berg reports.
All three National Series will be in action for their final elimination playoff race. I had a chance to chat with Ryan Preece, driver of the number 47 JTG Kroger-sponsored car. And one of the things I asked him, with it being Veterans Day weekend, how special it is the way NASCAR embraces veterans and what they're able to do on their team for some of the people that come out, some of the veterans that will come out at the track this weekend.
Oh, I think that, you know, racing's a very, like, patriotic sport, right? And having our service members there, especially on Veterans Day weekend, is going to be good. And having a service member with us that we're honoring will be great too. So I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully we can have a strong run this weekend and keep this rookie of the year battle close.
Part of the festivities to honor veterans at ISM Raceway this weekend will include U.S. Marine Corps veteran Edward Schrank performing the national anthem before Saturday's race, and then on Sunday he will also sing God Bless America. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.